Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Millions of Americans are working from home now due to the coronavirus pandemic, a change that came about quickly without a lot of time to prepare or figure out the most effective way to do it. Well, let's bring in someone who was thinking about how best to work from home long before it was cool. Joining us now is Scott Mautz, who is a former Procter & Gamble executive and writes about business. Hi, Scott.
Great to be here again under strange circumstances this time.
Well, yeah, and we talked to you before about working from home way before everybody in the country started working from home. But now that so many of us are doing it, what are we getting wrong about it? What do you think would make it more efficient or better for us to all do as we work from home?
We all have the best intent in mind, and we think it's as simple as, okay, I'm working remote, so what that means is I just jump on the phone and I just carry on as normal. But dynamics, human dynamics are very different. You've got to replicate the basic human need for face-to-face contact. Research shows us that 55% of what we communicate comes from our body language, with only 7% coming from the words we speak. So even when we remember to do video calls, a lot of times you'll see that floating head, right? You've probably experienced it yourself. You're on a video call with someone and all you can see is from the neck up. In fact, you should probably move back just a little bit so that the video feed doesn't frame just your face. It also frames your upper body so that people can get a sense for your body language. Use video more than you ever thought you'd have to do. We're working remotely.
Does that mean that you should use it just for the one-on-one calls that you're making instead of making a phone call for that? Because right now, you know, when I communicate with the whole staff, we're using Zoom. But when I'm calling one producer, I'll just call them on the phone.
Even in one-on-ones, the more video that you can do, the better. You know, another thing that we're not getting exactly right is that people are treating communication like an activity and not a strategy. Part of your strategy would be, okay, I want to maintain relationships. I want them to feel like I still care. I'm empathetic that nothing has changed that much from the office. And when it comes to communication in general, I have to be more frequent than I would have normally thought. I have to be even clearer than I would have ever thought that I would have to do. And I have to be even more honest because so much can be lost otherwise.
What if you're a manager and you've got a number of employees who used to be right in front of your face and you could keep track of what everybody's doing, and now you can't do that anymore? What's the most effective way to manage remotely?
It's to manage by objective and not necessarily by observation. Get clear on what my people need to deliver on those objectives and give them the freedom to get to those objectives the way that they see fit.
Now, I have to say that one of the things that I have heard from a lot of people who are working from home is that they feel that they're working harder than they ever did before. And part of that is because there's no barrier between work life and home life anymore. How do you make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to just not work while you're at home, since your office is in your house or in your apartment?
You've hit on one of the raging debates about, is there a downside to working remotely or not? Work life just not only became integrated, it became indiscernible. You have to be able to draw boundaries, not only with your boss, but with your family. Setting up your workstation in a place away from places where you relax, where you eat your food, where you do your exercise, treat it like an office. Even if it's a corner of your bedroom, and say, I am not returning to that desk after, I'm making it up, you know, 6:30 p.m. After that, it's family time. Drawing physical, mental, and actual boundaries with all those around you is absolutely critical to do.
So, Scott, last time we talked to you about working from home, it was with the idea that maybe if more people worked from home, we wouldn't have the kind of traffic that we had, and maybe people would even be more productive than they are when they work in the office. Do you think that what's happening right now is going to lead to major changes about how work gets done in the future? Do you think that a lot of Americans will never end up going back to the office, even when they're allowed to do so?
It's an overused term, and I hesitate to use it, but we are going to be experiencing a new normal pretty soon. And the data is already indicating this. I've been connected up with a Gallup organization, a polling giant. They've been collecting an insane amount of data. And what we're seeing is leaders are not stepping up and delivering the things that history has shown us employees most need when working in times of crisis remotely. They need a clear plan of action, yet less than half of them are saying they're getting that from their boss. Less than half feel they're equipped to do their job. A little bit more than half feel like the communication is solid. Less than half think that there's a concern for total well-being. As Gallup is measuring this, that is still showing an incredible amount of improvement from week to week. So even though the numbers for all of those things are dismal, we're getting better at it. And I think people are starting to understand that you can have your cake and eat it too. That stories are popping up all around the country now of companies saying that for the first time they're going to consider a heavy remote workforce because they've seen the value of it. I think we have the data to show that we're improving our capabilities in working remotely and the attitude is changing. So absolutely, I think there's no turning back now. You're going to see major changes moving forward.
I think another piece of this, by the way, is probably people are working harder than ever from home because they're so thankful to have a job right now when so many people have lost their jobs.
That's exactly right. You're talking about something scientists call the essentials effect. But, you know, you couple up the basic appreciation that people have for something that was taken away from them or could have been taken away from them in times like this, having a job. You marry that up with employers who are thinking like, and now I see that job can be done remotely. That means less cut jobs in the future. I think the future is bright for remote work.
That is Scott Mautz, who is a former Procter & Gamble executive who writes about business. Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.